With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has claimed virtually unlimited power to bypass Congress and impose sweeping taxes on foreign products. Now a federal appeals court has said not so fast. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit ruled Friday that Trump went too far when he declared national emergencies to justify imposing sweeping import taxes on almost every country on earth. The ruling largely upheld a May decision by a specialized federal trade court in New York, but the 7-4 appeals court decision tossed out a part of that ruling, striking down the tariffs immediately, allowing his administration time to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine came under a major combined missile and drone attack overnight into Thursday. That's according to Ukrainian officials, with at least 22 people, four of them children, killed in the capital. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Russia's strike on Kyiv badly damaged a European diplomatic compound.
The risks that Finland has warned about for years have now materialized. Russia's brutal war against Ukraine is now in its fourth year. It is obvious that Putin will not stop there.
AAA spokesman Aixa Diaz says there aren't as many people traveling Labor Day weekend compared to other holiday weekends.
Labor Day weekend, you know, it's the end of summer, and some people may just be ready to get into their fall routines and may not want to travel. Now, what a lot of people do over Labor Day weekend is take a short road trips or maybe even staycation.
Over 17 million were expected to travel by air from Thursday through Wednesday. This is SRN News. Another man's accused of using abortion pills to kill an unborn baby, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmen in Illinois have arrested a 31-year-old man and charged him with slipping the pills into his girlfriend's drink, causing her to have a miscarriage. Despite the fact that Illinois is one of the most liberal states when it comes to abortion, intentional homicide of an unborn child carries a minimum sentence of 20 years in prison. A growing number of similar cases are springing up across the U.S. and in parts of Western Europe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fort Lauderdale city leaders have decided to fight the state of Florida's order to remove gay pride street art, potentially risking millions of dollars in funding. City commissioners voted unanimously to file an administrative appeal against an order to cover four street art installations in the city, including a rainbow-colored crosswalk. Governor Ron DeSantis says, "I think street art has got out of hand." This is SRN News. Wall Street's record streak is over.
Stocks pulled back from their latest all-time highs on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.6% Friday. The index climbed a little less than 2% for August, marking its fourth monthly gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 92 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.2%. Treasury yields wound up mixed in the bond market. That came after the government reported the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge showed a 2.6% increase last month, in line with expectations. U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Labor Day. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge mostly held steady last month despite President Trump's broad-based tariffs, but a measure of underlying inflation increased. Prices rose 2.6% in July compared with a year ago. More details at srnnews.com.